The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Welcome to our state and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Friday. Oh gosh, Friday. March the 13th. Friday the 13th. And you hear a little whining there. You know why? Haven Humane's here and this dog is making kisses with Spencer. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it is 7:06 in the morning here, Friday the 13th. Phone line 0605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Elton. How are you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing great, Carl. How
are you? Okay, you got big games this weekend?
Yeah, we start conference against UBC.
UBC. That's the University of Blind Children?
No, not quite. University of British Columbia.
Oh, do they play baseball up there?
They do.
Okay.
A couple months out of the year, but.
All right. Just want to make sure. I thought maybe y'all were starting off a little bit slow. You know, starting off those easier teams. But they. The dog is wanting to get on the table here. All right. I love that. Hey, you know what? Good morning, everybody. And I'm here with my buddy, Ted Lighty. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Carl.
Or as I call him, Ted, the dancing tornado, Lighty, because he is now one of the Dancing with the Stars dancers that's raising money for One Safe Place that's going to happen June the 27th. And have you started dancing yet?
No.
I've seen you dance.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You better. It's going to be like teaching people that know how to shoot, think they know how to shoot, know how to shoot. People that are out, you dance like the average white boy.
Yes, I do. I've got some average white boy moves.
Are you going to do the, you know, but I have seen you do the sprinkler.
I did the sprinkler just the other night. And let me tell you, I've got it down.
You know what? It was great. It was great. And then you do that, you know, where you can, like, you know, stir in the pot there and then the.
Cabbage patch.
The cabbage patch.
I got the cabbage patch down. Yeah, the Chewbacca suit helped.
The Chewbacca suit helped because nobody knows who you are when you're dancing.
That's like right. That. I didn't care.
So welcome, everybody. It's Friday morning, Friday the 13th. And, you know, there's a lot of things that people say about Friday the 13th. So we'll try and find a few things to tell you to warn yourself. You know, of course, it's the old black cat thing. You know, Spencer came in today and thank gosh he did not bring in a black cat for us. Hey, the weather today, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 75, north winds around 6 miles per hour. Becoming calm in the afternoon, mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 53. Saturday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 74, calm and becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Saturday night, rain likely. Sunday, rain before noon, then showers afternoon, high near 65. Chance of precipitation on Sunday is 80%. Well, and showers on Sunday night, Monday. It starts easing off, but being cloudy. Next Tuesday, sunny. And Wednesday, sunny. So it looks like this weekend we have a chance for getting some rain. Maybe that will give you, you know, by the fourth inning, they call it after five, right? Yeah, after five. So, you know, if you're ahead 10-0 and it's, you know, they call the game when the rain comes down.
I would be okay with getting a win like that.
That's okay. If it's 10-0 and you can win, 1-0 after five is probably good. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends over there. Where our customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business in Chuck and Judy. Locally owned and operated, of course, with and senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. That's a pretty good deal right there. And you know what? If it's Friday, it's Haven Humane. If it's Haven Humane, it's Spencer.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Okay, who do we have here? This, you know what? Now you can pick up your buddy there, and he can just make, or she can make as much noise. Oh, he can make as much noise as he possibly wants now. What a loving dog. What kind of dog is this?
So I personally think that he's a standard dachshund. We have him labeled as a corgi mix. He's got that nice short coat on him. Looks just like a miniature dachshund, but bigger. He's about 20 to 25 pounds.
He's big. I mean, he's bigger than a little dachshund.
Yeah, which are the miniature ones. Most people, when you hear dachshund, they think of the miniature ones. But actually, there's a standard. There's even a giant dachshund. But this is George here, and he's about 2.5 years old. He came into our shelter as a stray back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And
his name is what?
George.
George. He looks Georgish.
He does. He went over to our vet clinic to have a health exam, and unfortunately, he had tested positive for heartworms. So we were able to raise the funds and find a foster home for him, and he spent the last 90 days in a great foster home recouping from his heartworms. Today, he is neutered, heartworm-free, and ready to go home.
All right. And he is just a love. He's up there licking your face, and now he's just up wanting to talk. He wants to get on, and he goes, okay, I'm on. I'm ready. Throw me in, coach. All right. So how do we – hello, George. Yeah, hello. That was George and not Ellen. All right. So making that noise, making that snorting noise. Okay, now how does somebody adopt George?
Well, you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. George is a great dog. I mean, he loves all other animals, too.
And so, okay, so who do we put George with? What kind of family?
We can put George with anybody that has kids 5 or older.
All right. Is that because he's an active dog?
He is an active boy, and he still thinks that it's okay to be a little mouthy from time to time.
What's when you say mouthy?
He opens his mouth, and he'll, like, put your hand in his mouth. He doesn't bite at all. It's just – it's called mouthy.
Oh, okay.
Where they just – it's like little tiny, tiny nibbles. Like, he puts no pressure down at all. Oh. He just wants to play. And so for that reason, we just don't want to place him with young, young children because it might scare the children. You know, they don't understand. He's
no,
just
I understand.
Trying to
he
play.
He is a very friendly, obviously a very friendly dog. Okay. So if you want a tan-colored – he's got a full – clean bill of health, been fixed, had it all done, and will be, you know, just be a great little dog for your house and family.
And he's on sale.
How much? Why is he on sale?
He's on sale for $75.
$75. There you go.
If you make it in the basketball hoop, you can have him for $50.
All right. So you get a chance to shoot the basket in the basketball or the basketball in the basketball hoop. If you make it, you get $25 off.
Yes.
If you miss, it's not another $25, though, right?
No.
Okay, you get one shot. Just want to make sure.
Just one shot.
Yeah, Spencer, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you know what? This is it's kind of like – this really ends up the week good when I see this. And knowing that we've found homes for all of them.
Yes, yes,
that's
we have.
The best thing. That kind of makes us feel really good.
All right. Are we 100%?
We are at 100%.
Yeah. I mean, every animal that's been in the studio has found a home?
Peanut, the one I brought last week, he'll be leaving today. So, yes, we're at 100%. Every animal that's come in here has found a home.
That makes me feel great.
We can also share with the fact that Spencer makes the rounds, so he hits a number of other places. But we like to think that we were, like, number one here. So.
Well, of course, yeah. We're one for one, yeah. I don't know where else.
We're batting 100%, so we're really happy. We're really
not sure where you could take him that makes any other difference.
Me either.
KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio.
There you go. All right, buddy, take care.
You too.
All right. Hey, you know, one of the things that this morning, you know, on Fridays it's tough. It's tough getting up, and it's really tough when – you stay up and you're talking and discussing things that are going on and all that. But when you go to sleep on my sleep number bed, with my sleep number setting of 40 and Linda's sleep number setting of 45, what are you going to do? Except you just pass out. Is that the right word? Probably not. But when you go to sleep, you just sleep so soundly that when – and here's the best thing is I wake up without an alarm. And I'll wake up within 5 to 6 minutes of whenever I think about when I'm supposed to wake up. You know, so it's 5 o'clock. The only time I'll wake up earlier is when Elk Killer gets me up because she's drinking like a gallon of water before she goes to sleep. And then she comes over and whines at me. But then if I get up, then it'll be like 4:15 in the morning. Take her out, come back, and I get back in bed. Now, no, never once in my life before if I get up at 4:15 and I know I have to get up at 5, then will I be able to go back to sleep. I'll just kind of lay there. My sleep number bed, boom, I'm out. And, you know, right now, the Sleep Number, besides just having the, you know, the finest bed that you can possibly get, right now Sleep Number is offering their Sleep Number i8 bed, which was rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can save $600 right now, at our Sleep Number store. The, all Sleep Number beds are not, the Sleep Number beds are now available with Sleep IQ technology also, which helps you sleep. It gives you pointers on how to sleep. And you know what? If you haven't seen this thing, they can also help people that snore. You have somebody that snores in your bed, you can you can adjust that bed on some of the beds so they can stop snoring. Uh-huh. Three things to keep you healthy: diet, exercise, and sleep. And this is where you can get it at. Go down to Target Shopping Center, over by the vitamin store. Go down and see Brian or Janice or any other professionals working in the Sleep Number store, and I promise you, you will not be sorry. All right, Ted Leidy and I are here, and we come back. I'm going to ask Ted little things like, how about down in UC Irvine and they banned the flag from the university? I'm sure you might have a comment about that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and even though that they pulled back the banning of bullets, and maybe just a couple other things. And, my friends, is anybody starting to experience Hillary fatigue? I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, it's Friday. This is KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. Yes, Joe and Shelly down there at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, where you can get all those great kinds of coffees, those exotic coffee beans, and you know, the coffee makers are down there, the brews, the different beers and wines. Walk next door. to the finest tobacco emporium you're going to find anywhere in Northern California. That's right. Right there at Tobacco and Brew. And then you walk into the humidor, which is just stocked full of those cigars, those top-rated cigars, rated by Cigar Aficionado. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. And discounts always for veterans. They do a lot for our community. All right, Ted. There's a thousand things to talk about. Hillary, flags, banning of bullets, what's going on in the Middle East. But the world really wants to know is why you signed up for Dancing with the Stars. I mean, this
well, you
is
– I'm a sucker.
You are busy. I mean, you take – your days off are like Wednesday.
Yeah, they are Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Yeah, you take Wednesday off because yeah. Lisa made you take
right.
Wednesday off because
right.
you work all the weekends because you, and you travel through – 8 or 9 counties, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're, but you're, you know, teaching, firearms instruction. But
I'm a sucker for a good cause. You know that.
Well, they called me up and they said, "What do you think about Ted Lighty?" I said, "Ted's a great guy, and he will add things. He will eventually take over the show." But I said, he's really, really busy. But then I said, I'd give you a call.
Yeah, I'm glad you did because you know what when you get to our point in life, you know, where we're getting a little older and. But still can move around pretty well. I think it's a good thing to do to go and raise as much money as you can for One Safe Place. One Safe Place is an important part of our community. Doesn't get money from anywhere else except for what we raise as a community. And so therefore I'm glad to have a part in raising some money and keeping the doors open on it. I know that they've been expanding.
They are, and they're building a new place.
They're building a new facility.
And they've gotten a lot of money to build the facility, but that money does not go to their day-to-day operations.
Right, right.
So there is a it's important that endowment keep getting built. The thing about it, though, is dancing.
Oh, I know, yeah. I have to start tomorrow.
You can start tomorrow.
I have to start tomorrow.
Who's your have you met your partner yet?
Monica Fisher.
Yeah, Monica's good.
She is?
Yeah. Monica's been dancing there forever. And yeah. Even though she's like 20.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times they throw these 16-year-olds at. I remember one of our one of the people that was dancing with me, her partner was just turned 16. And he didn't have his driver's license. And so she went to, you know, she picked him up. She picked him up at school so they could go and practice. She says, "Here I am sitting out in this parking lot picking up this 16-year-old. She says, "I just hope nobody would arrest me." And it was funny. I mean, and they did very well. The other thing would happen is some of the, you know, that this, the, you know, these are some pretty, you know, the executives and all this kind of thing, you know, they were dancing. And the, you know, and your dance partner who was young. Now I was so lucky to have Kathy there, who was the original choreographer and all that, and she she just kept cracking the whip on me. But some of the others would do things like one of them said to their partners, "Well, you know, you just got to pick this. You know, you're just not listening." And the woman said, "I run a multi-million-dollar business. I have." You know, the blah, blah, blah. You do not even drive. I'm sorry. Yeah, but I, you know what? It was funny. But, you know, Kathy so, but you have to, you know, it's not like dancing the sprinkler and all that, buddy.
Oh, I know. I've already heard all about it. I showed them my moves when I first got there, you know, to see if that it would already cut it. And they just. They
no.
said no.
No? Okay.
Yeah, this has to be ballroom.
Ballroom stuff, yeah.
I said,
you know, you're a tango kind of guy, I'm telling you right now.
Am I?
I am.
Is that what you did?
I went on the tango because you and I are very linear people, and the tango is a linear dance. You're moving across. You're making turns. It's just like, you know, column left march,
yeah.
Column right march, to the rear march. You just have to have – you have this woman in your arms, and you're kind of like twirling her around at the same time. I go for tango.
Tango.
Tell Monica, you're a tango kind of guy. When Kathy was trying to get me to twirl, you know, you make these, you know, you circle. She after the, like the second day, she goes, "We're going to just take that out of the repertoire because you look like a bear." Yeah. Okay. All right.
a dancing bear.
Oh yeah, and I tell you what, when I looked because I was doing something else too besides the tango. There's something else, and if you look at the video. I mean, I just still look like a dancing bear out there. It's like,
Carl, you won. You won judge's choice.
I did.
You must have really been something.
Well, we were dancing. And she, you know, she's really good. No, we just came on the tango, man. Go for the tango. All right. UC Irvine, I just want to hear what you say about this. You know, they voted this group of students voted to bring down the American flag, take it off because it did not allow for freedom of speech if that flag is there because, you know, it represents imperialism and colonialism and all this. And 2 days later, a higher student council group that makes the decisions vetoed that and said, no, buddy. Hey, but the school has been in the midst of a firefight since then. What do you think about that?
You know what? I think colleges are a place for young minds to develop, and I think if that's what they want to do while they are at college, I think it's a good place to do it. I mean, you know, people are like, Ted, what are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. If they tried that after they get out and have to pay taxes and a mortgage and live life and enter society, somebody would freak out on them. I mean, really, I mean, it's just unheard of. But in college, I think they could pretty much do what they want to do. That's a good place to learn, a good place to learn tough lessons, you know.
But they also learned a tough lesson that the other people have a right to say things too.
Oh, that's exactly right.
And they got hammered with
it. So that's a good tough lesson as far as I'm concerned.
There's another big tough lesson out there too, was those kids from Oklahoma University.
Oh,
man. And that racist chant. See, that also then would come under, they're in college and they can do stupid things.
That's right. And, you know, most of them will recover from that because they're in college and we give them a lot of leeway.
I think so. But there's also a good time to teach people that actions have responsibility.
Absolutely. And I heard that they expelled several of them.
At least two of them now. They're hunting down the rest of them who are now hiding in attics around in different houses around the university.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not that bad.
But yeah, I was watching the mom. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't watch any of that. But I did hear is that the mom was just like, oh, God. You know, my son did this. And, you know, the other thing, though, is there's a piece in the Record Searchlight today. And the guy says, oh, man, he says, not only, you know, but then it gets, in today's society, almost everybody's carrying a camera. If you've got a phone, you got a camera, right? And that it went out there and it was reprehensible and all that. He said, but, oh, my gosh, what would have happened when I was a kid? You know, and I mean, when you and I can just imagine you. We've done some wild things out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you know, things that probably could have, you know, led to other, you know, led to maybe a different life if somebody had been videotaping us and it had gone viral.
Certainly so.
But we were able to recover from that because we were young.
Right.
And we moved on from that.
Absolutely. And I think they'll be able to move on. But I am shocked, number one, that they're in a major university and they don't realize that they're being videoed, number one. And number two, what were they thinking? I mean, that could be one of the most ignorant things I might have ever seen in a college.
It's got to be. It's got to be, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking about, the men and women I've served with of color. And I'm not saying there weren't ever any problems in the Marine Corps, but it was not like people might think. I mean, when they talk band of brothers, both in the Army and the Marine Corps and all the other services, it's true.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't care about color. It was, you know, who's there. Everybody was just a shade of green in the Marine Corps, or cami, as we like to use. Yeah, you're right. I mean, what could they possibly be thinking? But here's the other thing too. It's that there were the whole fraternity singing like that? And was it the whole fraternity? Was this kind of like something they did? And because fraternities usually they acquire people that are like them. You know
yes.
what I mean? You know,
yes.
They don't like, in other words, they're not going to bring in, somebody that doesn't fit into their house. So I mean, I wonder how do you find out about that? Hey, do you mind singing racist songs here?
Yeah,
you know, on the bus, on the way to Selma to watch Selma. I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah, how do you get them in, number one, and how do you indoctrinate them like that? But you cannot tell me that was not an institutional, that wasn't systemic. I mean, they knew that song.
Oh, yeah.
They knew that they were singing that song, and they knew it. They heard it somewhere before.
Oh, they were, so.
Which is just really too
bad.
But
here's the good thing. There's a good thing that this came out, and we're just average guys. And for us to come out and go, this is totally wrong, totally stupid, and they deserve to be punished. They've been punished and let them move on in this kind of thing. You know, they got expelled from college, from university. Of course, some people can say, well, you know, they can sue to come back. You know, because, well, you've thrown me out because I was expressing myself. You know, that
kind
of thing.
Yeah, I don't think they probably will.
No, they won't. I think they're just going to see, okay, maybe this will just, you know, blow over at some point by the time I'm 40. But, you know, just the mass condemnation of this, to me, is kind of cool.
I think it's very cool. No. And I think, you know, I do want them to recover. I don't think there's anything that they can't recover from. But
they didn't kill anybody.
I think the punishment was swift.
Oh, that president of Oklahoma University.
Yeah.
Boom. And they're looking for the girls that were singing along with them because they just had kind of like from the side. And this one girl was like, this is what got Linda. She's clapping her hands and she's singing, but it's just a side view. The girl in the blue dress.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Linda says, oh. She's just as bad as they are. So
wow, okay. Yeah,
we got to take a break here. I'm here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, who's we know as a dancing tornado, who's going to be dancing with the stars. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of 2 saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Baby, don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is, of course, off today. She had On the Spot Linda Bott last night. And I've got retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty with me here today. You know, I'm not sure the dancing tornado is the right term to use for you.
We'll work on it for the rest
of the
morning.
I'm thinking maybe that, you know, a whirling dervish, the you know, something. We'll come up with something here.
Okay.
Because, of course, Sergeant Major Lighty, retired, is going to be dancing with the stars. Yeah, you know, he follows in my footsteps. Got to kind of watch him.
So. I do. I was really not. I really was thinking about not doing it until they told me you had won the judge's choice award. I said, "What?"
I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah, Carl, you won. I said, "I got it. I got to beat him."
Tango. Do the tango.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry and Leonard and his associates down at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for jewelry of the top quality, if you're looking for something special, it's all down at Four Winds Jewelry. Estate jewelry, he has a corner on the market for that. At Four Winds Jewelry. Not only that, but the only trained watch repairman in town is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. That's our friends down there. You know what? There's something always on sale. He's been in the business over 40 years and been in that location over 20 years. Now, one of the nicest things that's ever, you know, that, I mean, we have a lot of nice things happen with us because people are so nice. And Roland and Marcia Winbeckler came in here today, and they are doing something called Cupcakes for Caregivers. And it's going to be tomorrow on Pine Street. Is that going to be at the Grace Place there?
Yes, it's okay. Going to be at Grace
Place. It's going to be at Grace Place. And they are going to give, demonstrations for how to do cakes, how to decorate cakes and cupcakes?
Yes. March is going to do some on how to make lace and things out of edible products. And I'm going to do some on how to work with modeling chocolate. So it should be a great time.
All right. Now, we're going to put a picture up on the website. They did a Enjoy the Store box with a bottle of wine with cheese and all this, and sitting on a support, a plank. And on the side of it says Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott, and there are bullets all along this.
And they're not micro-stamped.
And they're not micro-stamped. Everything here. Tell me about it. What's this made out of? I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm going, oh, my gosh, what's it made of?
Well, the center part is all of Marcia's award-winning cake, and it's delicious when you dig into it. But the box and everything is made from chocolate. It's called modeling chocolate. It's a combination of chocolate and corn syrup, and you shape it and make it into whatever you want. But it's delicious, so the box is all chocolate. The wine bottle, of course, is sugar. That's poured sugar, and all the crackers and the cheese and the grapes, that's all chocolate. And it's all airbrushed with food colors to give it the lifelike appearance.
They have – it's a bottle of wine made of spun – what did you say? Poured sugar. Poured sugar with our logo on it like it would be a label. I mean, it's perfect. It's perfect. And, you know, what can I say but except that, wow. I mean, it's just – it's so cool. You know, I mean, I'm just touched by this. You know what? Wait till Linda sees it. I mean, Ted, you just saw it.
I'm taking a picture of it. I'm posting it on Facebook right now.
Oh. Okay, so he's cool. So you can look out on Facebook, but all this is for a good cause. So what we're going to do is share this microphone with Joanne. Come on in here. What are we doing here? Just hop in there.
Hi.
Hello.
Well,
Joanne McCauley.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Well, we're doing Cupcakes for Caregivers. It's a fundraiser. I think a lot of people don't even realize that they're a caregiver. I think people think that if they do personal care with their loved one or things like that, that makes them a caregiver. But actually, anyone that's helping their older loved one with maybe bill paying, getting to a doctor's appointment, just anything in life. That's a caregiver, and it can be very stressful, and it's important that caregivers receive the right kind of support and information. And so all of the funds from this event are going to our caregiver support programs.
Okay, now this is going to be Saturday, tomorrow.
Yes.
March 14th. It's going to go from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's going to be down at Grace Place, which is 1448 Pine Street. As you're heading down Pine Street, it'll be on your left-hand side, past where the old where they're building the new structure right there.
Yes.
And there's parking right in front and across the street and all this.
Yes.
But I tell you what, demonstrations by Roland and Marcia. Oh my gosh. The things you do—they are showing us examples, and you know, I know, of course, you can't see them, and from there, I mean, is this a horse and a person?
Yes, and that's me.
Wait a minute, let you move around a little bit there.
That's part of a cake we did for a convention in Reno, Nevada, and that's a 1/3 size horse and a miner for the Reno convention, and it's made with fondant. That was covered with fondant mostly. But we work with modeling chocolate, fondant, buttercream, any type of sugar, of course, any edible medium.
And this was for the International Cake Decorators Convention, so this was all our peers. So it had to be good.
Did they like it?
Oh, it was.
Oh, they loved
it. We were
told
it was the best that they had ever seen at one of the conventions, and we met at one of those conventions 30 years ago.
Was, so.
You did. You know what? This is really cool. I mean, this is a horse. There's a horse.
Yeah.
It looks like a horse. Can you eat that horse?
Yeah. All the surface is edible on that one. And this is Albert Pujols. That's a baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, that's life size of him. And
my goodness, the things that you've got up there. One of them looked like Burt Reynolds. Was that Burt Reynolds? Or just
well,
like
you know,
Burt Reynolds?
There was. Was one. I don't know. Which one is it?
I was just thinking this guy right down here.
Oh, he does. Those were just faces I did. I like to do artwork and doing artwork with edible
Where
products.
Can people see like photos of this?
They can go to our website. It's cakesuppliesplus.com, and you can click on the link that says Amazing Cakes by the Win Becklers. It's in the left-hand column towards the bottom, and it has all of our cakes. And we really I enjoy being part of the Cupcakes for Caregivers event. I think we've been a part of it since the beginning of it, about 5 years ago. And because it was near and dear to my heart, I had moved my mother here from Illinois, and she had dementia and was handicapped, and so I was her caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
This was unfortunately after she had passed away when we got associated with the group, but any help that we can give the caregivers, that would be great. So I believe it's a $2 admission tomorrow, and you get a tasting of a cupcake, and then also a ticket for an activity, which they got face painting and the demonstrations. Roland and I will be doing demonstrations and all sorts of activities going on. It's a fun family event. So,
well, we have some examples of the cupcakes right here.
Yes.
So
We
Start
have
a major. Why don't you just reach into there? And which one should he try?
On the left is our dark chocolate with raspberry filling, and here is our award-winning French vanilla sour cream cake with chocolate filling.
Okay.
Oh, wow,
Eldon, we're going to have to. Can you break training and have one of these, there, partner?
I think I did find a way.
Okay, he's going to find a way. Eldon, find a way. Do you want to try one of these right now here?
You better.
I'm in training, you know, I don't want to fall and hurt anybody in Dancing with the Stars.
That's true, but you need to start. You know, you need to kind of like get that rush right now so you can dance around.
Get some
around.
Energy.
Get some energy there. I know you want to. Go on.
All right. Okay. These are the award-winning?
Yes. Those are.
I'm going to have to try those.
Okay. All right. Now, Joanne, let's get you back in here again, too. You know what? You do such great things around town. You know, you not only do you do this, you know, the Grace Place and, you know, the Shining Care, all of that stuff. But, you know, you involve yourself with other entities that in downtown, you know, to help what's going on downtown. And what a nice way to support our community. But this is just,
you know,
you all have an online business that's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you do, you've been on TLC's Ultimate Cake Off, Food Network, doing these all over the place. Now, how'd you manage to pull them in? I know that Marcia is saying, you know, because you did things for your mom.
Yes.
And all that.
Mm-hmm.
But did you come up with this idea?
Actually, no, I didn't. We partner closely with a lot of different agencies, and it used to be called Mountain Caregivers Resource Center. It's now Passages Resource Center. They're the ones that started the Cupcakes for Caregivers, and they've handed the event off to us. They handed it off to us last year. We actually participated in it. Grace Place did an entry, and that's how we met the Winbecklers. We won something.
Oh, nice.
We won an award for our chocolate cherry cupcakes. And so I was so excited. I was all starstruck when I got to have my picture taken with them.
well,
and that's where we met, but they got connected with Passages first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So.
Well, this is just a great event, everybody. And so you can do it tomorrow. You can go down and meet people that have built things at, you know, from cakes. I mean, there's a pig. There's a hockey player. There's Elvis. You did Elvis. And Marilyn Monroe.
Princess Diana.
I mean, all these are made. I mean, you have to. Are there going to be any examples of this tomorrow at all?
Cupcakes? We'll have some pictures.
Okay, the pictures will be there. But I would just love to see at some point when you all do one of these. Now, will you do orders for people here in town?
We do custom events, not just your, you know, typical sheet cake kind of thing. But we did some companies' grand opening cakes and things like that.
Yeah, this is so you just, I mean, it might be, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand that because the kind of things you do. And they're not the only ones in town that are helping you out, are they?
That's right. We have a number of contestants in the cupcake contest. Sublime is the reigning champion.
Yeah, Sublime. I see Sublime's coming in.
And he has been proudly displaying the Golden Cupcake Award. It's quite a beautiful thing. And he told me, he said, I don't intend to let go of this. I'm going to do something great. So there's some stiff competition. We even have some of the hospitals, because we understand people have different dietary needs. There'll be some gluten-free and some sugar-free. And so we have Simpson University and Vibra Hospital participating, and also For the Love of Pie. We'll be providing the cupcakes and everyone. So it's really fun to go and taste the different cupcakes, and then you get to vote on them.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Well, you know, Snow's and Pampered Chef.
Yes, and then we have some great sponsors. So the community's really rallying behind this really important cause. You know, when it's time to care for our older loved ones, it can be a real stressful time, and I think that the people are starting to recognize that there's just a real need for support and services for the elderly, but also for their caregivers. And so we're just so excited that Snow's and Pampered Chef and our other supporters are getting behind us to let this happen.
This is great.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Tomorrow from 12 to 4 at Grace Place, right on Pine Street, right past where they're building the new construction there on the left-hand side. And you can plenty of parking there, and you get the chance to meet Roland and Marcia Winbeckler. I tell you, you two are just, I mean, I'm just totally astounded about the kind of stuff you did. And this Free Fire Radio that you gave us with this Enjoy the Store basket and a wine bottle and everything in it is just absolutely perfect. Perfect. You know, I mean, just, you know what? We've got photos. We're going to put it on. You've already got it up on Facebook,
right?
Got
it up on Facebook.
And we're going to put it on our, website. I can't, you know, I mean, this is so great. And they taste.
The cupcakes.
Yeah.
Exquisite.
Yeah.
From a guy, you know, from a 220 pounder.
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of cupcakes in my time. Let me tell you. Those are good cupcakes.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for this and for what you're doing. All right.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Tomorrow at Grace Place, Cupcakes for Caregivers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Take me direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
This is Maria Orozco. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended.
It's Back to the 80s, Gear to Remember.
We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced?
Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. Linda, of course, is off. It's Friday. Can I have Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy here with me today? And we're going to have, you know, it's going to be good weather today, but it looks like rain's moving in this weekend. Weather's, and, you know, today it's going to be up nice, 74. And, but we're going to get some rain here this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veterans-owned business. Is Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what they can do that no other windshield repair area around here can do is that they offer full guarantees. From a little bitty chip to a crack over 24 inches in length, they can fix it. Jeff Wurst, the owner, veteran-owned business here. Again, he won't waste your time, a man of integrity. If you can't do it, he'll just tell you. Give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Reading, right here. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay there, Ted.
Yes, sir.
Was that something?
Wow. Man, let me tell you, I'm so impressed with that.
Hey, are you getting Hillary fatigue yet?
I am so tired of it.
I'm tired of the Clintons.
I'm so tired of it. It's just how they stay in the news. I mean, it's how they stay in the news. It's one catastrophe after the next, but it keeps them on the news. Even Fox News is Hillary'd out. So the bottom line is, when you go to vote, who are you going to vote for if you're a Democrat? Well, of course, you're going to vote for Hillary because it's all you've heard for the past 6 months. It's sickening, actually.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that it seems like they're above the law. I mean, she does something that she knows that, you know, they've been told not to. She is signed to, by the way, when you leave government service and by law, you have to sign a piece of paper that says, I'm turning all everything over back to the government. And whether it's, you know, if it's anything personal, has anything to do with it, somebody's got to look at it. You know, it goes through a source that then looks at it to see if, okay, yeah, we don't need this, but we need to keep this. She, if she didn't sign it, or if she just signed it and blew it off, that's a felony. I mean, that's a felony. What her husband did. And we all look back and go, well, frankly, I'm one of those too, but man, I almost wish Bill Clinton was back in office now. I mean, you almost do. In some ways, because at least he was pragmatic and he tried to get deals going. But he was a philanderer. He was an adulterer. And if he had been in the military, he would have been court-martialed and discharged.
Absolutely.
For what he did, because he took a much junior member If he's like a general who would have had sexual relations with a corporal.
Absolutely. And it wouldn't have even been a there'd have been no question. It'd have been done. He'd have been over. It's over for him.
Yeah.
But because he's a politician, and all of a sudden it's different.
Because the economy is going good. I mean, it's like the whole thing. And, you know, and when I see people like Chris Matthews and some of these other jerks out there that are defending her, I just say this. Reverse it. What if it had been Condoleezza Rice? You don't think there'd been an uproar over that?
I don't see how you can defend her.
I mean,
what's the defense? I saw
she didn't do anything wrong because she turned it all back. Well, how do you know?
No, she didn't. She admitted to deleting 30,000 emails.
Yeah,
and 30,000 personal emails. She said, "I deleted 30,000 personal emails."
And who looked at them?
Just her.
Have you seen all these photos? That I, you know, this one photo of her says, "I did not have text with that server." Oh. And somebody, one of the people on the street she lives, says for sale, use server. You know, on his lawn, for sale, use server.
Oh man, I'm sure that late night comedy folks are getting a lot of that.
Well, you know, probably not because they're out there to defend her. You know, I mean, of course the media is, you know, they're kind of, you know, even the mainstream left media. You know, it was the New York Times who broke the story on it, and then the other people are jumping in. AP is saying they are suing the government to get release of those of her emails. They say, wait a minute, you know what? She can't just say that there's nothing in them. And then, you know, Gowdy is trying to get her the server for the committee so they can look at it, and she's got to testify under oath. But she's acting like, oh, you know what? You guys are just bothering me. And then of course they asked the big question. Do you think this is happening because you are a woman?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. You know, President Obama, if you disagree with him, you're a racist. If you disagree with the fact that Hillary Clinton, you know, is hiding over emails and there's no transparency, you're now a sexist. So get ready. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't say this to a man. Well, oh, yeah, I would. You know, I might be nicer to a woman. But I, you know, still hold you. If you want to play, if you want equality, then play an equal game.
I don't understand why or how you could possibly not know that that was illegal or at least unethical. I mean, I don't understand it.
Well, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care. That's the problem. She doesn't care.
And she lies. They lie. I mean, you know, Clinton lied to everybody and got caught at it. You know what? If Monica Lewinsky had not kept that blue dress,
oh yeah,
they would have. She would have been burned in public.
That's right.
As it is, she was still scorched because she told the truth and about this. You know, I had sexual relations with the President of the United States, and I have proof. Oh, the blue dress.
Wow.
And then now, even with in the they do this portrait of the president, you know, the oil portrait of the president, and the guy that drew it, there's a shadow that's hanging in, I think it's hanging in Smithsonian or someplace, because he does one of all the presidents, each president. In the picture that he painted is a shadow. You know, it's a light shadow. You know, it's like something coming through the window, and it represents the blue dress. He put a dress on a dress dummy there, and he let the light come in from behind it, and he drew that. He says it represents one of the pivotal parts of his presidency.
I heard about that on the radio, but I haven't.
You got to see it. And you know what?
Wow.
And of course, people are screaming about that. Oh, how can you do that? How can you do that? Well, Bill, how can you do it? Anyway, Hillary. So Hillary's here. I am, but I'm getting Hillary fatigue. And I think that this is what this, you know, having this introduced now and all this is that we're still, you know, another year and a half. She hasn't said she's running, but you just keep adding things up on this. And it's just going to make it tough.
Well, that whole group.
There's no Democrat running.
That whole group, that whole Obama, Hillary, Biden, the whole group. I mean, they're just broken. I mean, they cannot get anything right. The whole Ferguson thing. You know, I mean, Ferguson was starting to die down. They had already burned down half the town, and they're getting somewhere for moving forward. And all of a sudden, now they have to release that scathing report about how the Ferguson Police Department is racist. Now they're back to But riding well, two cup shot
last night.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, they could have done that better.
They didn't have, you know, at the same time, they didn't, they did not trumpet the news is that the policeman who shot Michael Brown was completely exonerated. Completely exonerated by a Department of Justice investigation. Now, you didn't see that. Anyway, okay. We can fix all this.
Yeah, let's fix it when we come back from the break.
Well, when we come back, we've got Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, is going to be with us.
And we had a personal protection shooting last night, too.
All right.
We're going to talk about that.
We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say that some people have been questioned, but there have been no arrests in connection with the early Thursday shooting of two police officers outside of police headquarters in Ferguson, Missouri. President Obama again commenting on the standoff last night as he appeared on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We shouldn't be complacent about the very real existence of problems out there, but we shouldn't despair and think nothing's changed. If people of goodwill, which is the overwhelming majority of Americans, are working together, these are problems we can solve.
About 50 people gathered at a public plaza last night to hold a vigil. There were songs and prayers for peace and for the wounded officers. The president today travels to Phoenix to discuss veterans issues.
The president will visit Phoenix's VA hospital, the facility that sparked a national VA health care crisis. White House officials say he and Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald will receive updates on steps being made to improve VA's ability to serve veterans in a timely and effective manner. Mr. Obama was criticized for not paying a visit to Arizona veterans during a trip to the state in January.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting, also at SRNews.com, in London today. Queen Elizabeth II and Britain's Prime Minister joining veterans in a service to commemorate the end of that country's combat operations in Afghanistan. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Justin Welby, said those who served there should be thanked for their service.
We thank you for your faithfulness. You who left family behind. You who trained hard. You who did not turn from danger.
Prince William, his pregnant wife Kate, and Prince Harry, who served two tours during the conflict, also attending the ceremony to remember the war dead at London's St. Paul's Cathedral. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
The World Health Organization says its tally of Ebola deaths has now passed the grim milestone of 10,000, mostly in West Africa.
It's the biggest Ebola outbreak ever, according to the UN's health agency. The WHO says Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone reported 10,004 confirmed, probable, and suspected deaths from Ebola since the outbreak began more than a year ago. There have also been 8 deaths in Nigeria, 6 in Mali, and 1 in the United States.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Stocks slightly lower a day after the market notched its best performance in 5 weeks. The Dow coming off a 259-point gain yesterday, but right now it's down nearly 200 points. Oil prices have been down sharply today in the wake of figures showing that U.S. supplies continue to build. Global markets have not had any momentum today at the end of a week that has seen nervousness over an expected interest rate hike by the Fed. This is SRN News. The Justice Department remains at odds with Google and some privacy groups over the government's push to make it easier to locate and hack into computers in criminal investigations.
Federal prosecutors say better tools are needed to track down computer users who hide their locations while committing crimes on the Internet. Civil libertarians fear the proposal would grant the government expansive new powers to reach into computers throughout the country. The proposal would change existing rules of criminal procedure, which generally permit judges to approve warrants for property searches in districts where they serve.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Wholesale prices down for a fourth month in a row. They fell in February as a decline in food prices offset a big increase in gasoline prices. The Labor Department says overall its producer price index, which measures inflation pressures before they reach consumers, dropped by 0.5% in February. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday the 13th, but it's still Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Hope everybody's having a great day. 8:05 in the morning here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 47 degrees out there right now. We're going to have a high near 75, however. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 53. Saturday, it looks like we have some rain moving in, maybe a 20% chance of rain. And Saturday night, getting a little bit more. But then Sunday, 80% chance of precipitation. That is absolutely great. We need it. It's going to rain before noon, and then Sunday night, showers again. Monday, even a small chance of 20% to have showers on Monday. Then the rest of the week starts clearing up. We need rain. We need to fill up our reservoirs. We need to fill up our lakes because, you know, it's time to start fishing and boating and all those neat things. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. Senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, I'm here, of course, with a retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, my friend. How are you doing?
Man, I am doing so well.
Did you like the cupcake?
I'll tell you, that was the best cupcake I'd ever eaten.
If you've just tuned in, we had cupcakes for caregivers. It's going to be tomorrow down at Grace Place on Pine Street from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And Marcia and Roland Winbeckler were in here. These are like award-winning cake artists. That they build cakes, they build cakes to look like things like baseball players. They actually had a third of the size of a horse and a miner, from the 49, the 1849ers, and the horse, and it was like, oh my gosh, and it's made of cake and you can eat it and all this kind of stuff. It's absolutely fantastic, and they built us a box. We're gonna put it on the they built us. Enjoy the store box with a wine bottle in it and cheese and all this kind of stuff. But it's all made out of cake and spun cocoa and all these things. It's fantastic. Anyway, thanks very much to Roland and Marcia. And they listen to the show, which is even better. Makes my whole day then. Speaking of things, right now we've got one of our major news sources right here in front of us, of course, Record Searchlight.
Hello, Carl.
And we have the managing editor, Carol Ferguson, with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. And I'm looking at this, at the Record Searchlight. You know, Record Searchlight's changed over this past year.
It has. We have really started to focus more outward on what we know our readers would like to see with our Shaping Our Future franchise. We're doing stories on public safety, land use, and people making a difference. We have a team who focuses on that coverage, and they also do other beats, but they're really focused on these kinds of solution-based stories on what's going on in our community. We've also started holding some live chats with the police chief online. We did a candidates forum last June with the supervisors race. and even one on the Turtle Bay Measure B. So we've been starting to do a little bit more of the live live streaming. We have another slate of people coming up in the next few months, too. So look for that.
And you're doing, you know, like you said, you know, things that are impacting on the people and all this. Are you all seeing a new trends here? Because you've got reporters out there checking on stuff.
It's not necessarily even new trends. It's just more of a focus on certain ones. There's such a huge focus right now on public safety in the community. There is a lot of concern over what's happening in Reading in terms of crime, in terms of homelessness, in terms of just quality of life, in terms of feeling safe to go outside. And there's just this sense that we need to do something and we can't depend on the authorities anymore. So neighborhood watch groups are growing tremendously. Just in the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years, the police, the Reading Police Department, the Sheriff's Office have seen a tremendous growth in neighborhood watches. RPD recently named a volunteer coordinator, Jason Schroeder, who helped clean up an area downtown here. He's now going to help out with other community neighborhood watches and get them going and be that liaison and tell people, here's how you do it. Here are the nuts and bolts on how to do it. So people are starting to come up and say, I'm going to solve this myself. Others are starting to kind of get together. There's another group, I think it's called Take Back Reading. They're started to meet on a regular basis now, and they're going to go before the city council and kind of say, here's what needs to happen. So I don't know if there's new trends. It's just people getting fed up with the old ones and stepping forward and trying to do something about it.
Well, you know, that we believe crime is a problem here, and yet the Record Searchlight has had a couple of articles and editorials that say, hey, you know what, it's not that bad here.
It's not as bad as it was 20 years ago. What we found, reporter Joe Sadowski had heard, like a lot of us, crime, it's never been so bad in Reading. Crime is at its all-time worst, never been worse. I mean, you can't even go outside anymore. So we wanted just to look at the numbers. And what he found was that 20 years ago, violent crime and some other crimes were far higher than they are now. You had more gang activity then. The law enforcement agencies at that time quickly banded together and squelched that, and with a very organized effort on just making sure this area knew that gangs were not welcome here.
I think they had a drive-by shooting, and that kind of course, it was way before I was here, but from what I understand, there was a drive-by shooting which coalesced the whole thing. And between the city, and here was the difference. City Hall and the council took a take-no-prisoners approach on this, as mm-hmm. did the sheriff, I believe it was, Blank, and I'm not, or the police chief, which was maybe Blankenship, I'm not sure.
Yes, it was Blankenship at the time.
And then the sheriff. And it was a scorched earth policy to get rid of these gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that happening now?
No. No.
Do you see leadership on the city council pushing things?
I see you have a new group of people on the city council who are starting to make themselves known and starting to make some changes, but I don't see the one person or even the one group standing up and say, here's what we need to do. Here's the way we're going to do it. Let's charge. I see a lot of different ideas trickling in. You see community groups bringing it in. You see a few city council people bringing it in. You see Paletti saying, you know, we need more officers and here's what we need. We need, you know, here's the money we're going to need. You have the sheriff saying we need more jail space. So, but there's not one coordinated effort anymore.
Have you seen one word from the Board of Supervisors about how to provide more jail space?
Mm-mm, not lately.
Ever?
No. I mean, I know that there's this plan to, you know, build a second
jail. Well, yeah, happening, but that's going to be 2 or 3 years down the road here. Well, you know, it's the type of thing is, and you know this, is that perception is reality. And if people think that they're unsafe, then they're unsafe. The chief is concerned that the perception out there is that, oh gosh, somebody came in and stole all my stuff out of my back of my shed here, but it's not going to do any good to call the police. The one good thing is people are starting to lock their doors, but you know the property crime is still going on. So
you know, I would be concerned if I was the chief about that, because The problem is he doesn't have any good statistics on how his force is performing. Because I can tell you right now, twice I've had crimes committed against me. I called. They told me 4 or 5 hours. I don't have 4 or 5 hours to sit around and wait on an officer to come by. I left. He called me, and it was 4 or 5 hours later and said, I'm on your side. I said, hey, I'm gone. Sorry. When I get an opportunity to call you back, I will. But that's a problem because those kind of statistics are not being compiled in your report. So 20 years ago, maybe violent crime was more of a problem. Plus, you know, statistics are statistics. We had less population. You probably did it per capita. I mean, you know, there's probably all kinds of stuff going on there. But I can tell you, I've lived here my whole life, and it's never been as bad as it is right now, ever, not once. You can't argue with me about it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break right here. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, is with us, and my co-host, guest co-host today is Ted Leidy, owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, and going to be dancing with the stars when the guy's dancing with the stars out here. This portion of the show, however, has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his associates are experts in any type of heating and cooling systems. They are the HVAC people you've got to go to. They can offer warranties and guarantees, and if you have an emergency, they're going to be on site 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Carol. If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Turtle Bay's 23rd annual spring plant sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, ciao, Paisan. This is Lou White, but you can call me Luigi. Don't miss the Festa Italiana this year, March 14th. Great food, pretty good comedian, and music and dancing with my band, the Lou White Band. Party like an Italian. That's Saturday, March 14th, Fusero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Call my wife, Kathleen, or call me, 359-2078.
Little Leonard Skinner here on Friday. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:19 in the morning. 47 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day up in 74. This portion of the show is brought to you brought to you by our friends Owens Pharmacy. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated, second generation here, a great success story in our town, are offering something called MedSync. This is where all your prescriptions, whether it's one or, of course, one's not a big thing, but if it's if you've got two or three or five, they're synchronizing all of it so that it's all due on the same day. So that way, only one phone call, one trip, and if you can't make it, they deliver to your home for free.
Yeah.
And not only that, the pharmacists that work there, they're not the ones that just cycle through the big box stores. These are ones that are here to stay. Men and women that care about your health, that are taking a look at the type of prescriptions you're getting, making sure it's the right ones, making sure that it matches what you've got in your records. And you can't beat that either. Now, Owens Pharmacy has six locations. They're open 9 to 6 at most of them, and they're opening another one down in Palisadro, I believe. So do yourself a favor. Go down, talk to the pharmacy, talk to the people in there, and you're going to see the way, you know, it's the way forward, is to take care of you and your health. Owens Pharmacy. We're here with Carol Ferguson, who is the managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and of course, Ted Leidy, my guest co-host, and we're talking about crime and the perception of crime here. One of the things we talked about during the break is heroin. The uptick on heroin, and it's interesting because there was a special the other night about sports that was on that Linda was watching. She said, "There's four players that were high school players that started getting treatment with OxyContin and for pain, and by the time they moved into college, these guys were almost addicts then, and then it just grew, and they all got into heroin. And these weren't inner city kids, all right? These were not inner city kids. And every one of them became a heroin addict. One OD'd." One almost did before, talking about interventions for him. But heroin has raised its ugly head.
It has, and one of the byproducts of that is an increase in property theft because when you are on heroin, you need that next fix. It's horrible to come off of it and come down from it. So not that I've ever done it, but just going with what I've heard. So you have to get that money for that next fix. And they have seen an increase in property crime associated with heroin. And that's happening everywhere where heroin is on the increase. And so you also now have the issue with Prop 47 taking away the court's ability to even put people into rehab to get them off of heroin. A lot of the local rehab centers here right after Prop 47 saw about a 50% drop in their clientele because they didn't have to come anymore. Because Prop 47 was retroactive. So, like, I don't have to show up. I'm leaving. So that avenue has now been closed because of Prop 47. So how do you get them off heroin? How do you reverse this? A lot of them came onto heroin from OxyContin.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see on the data with heroin use exactly when OxyContin became unavailable or they changed the formula. And
yeah, they made it hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And heroin use just skyrocketed after that.
Well, heroin's easy to get. It's coming out. You know, like meth was being made in these plants down in Mexico and moving its way up here, and it's pure stuff. You know, it makes Breaking Bad look like pikers. And then until now, though, heroin is moving back in, and it's a suburbs type of drug too. It's not just inner city. Do we have an inner city here?
I don't think so.
The inner city used to be the bus station, but now that's gone. So.
I think too, and that I just want to bring that up for one point. In a lot of larger cities, you do have an inner city that where a lot of your homelessness and your drug use and that kind of blight, so to speak, is concentrated, and so you can get away from it and go into other neighborhoods that don't have it. In Reading, because we don't have that, I think you see this problem citywide. There isn't one particular place. I mean, they do kind of congregate around the Rescue Mission and Safeway and all that.
Yeah.
But when you go out to Target, when you go out to Walmart, when you're out there doing your shopping, you're still seeing it.
Yeah, you're seeing it in all the shopping centers. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it in front of all the buildings, unless there's private security out there just pushing them. And I heard the other day it was that Safeway cleaned up their parking lot, and they had some security guards that were being very, very proactive about doing that. The one down on Pine Street. You know, I don't know. I'll go down there and check it out because, you know, frankly, Linda doesn't go down there and shop. She's never been physically accosted, but it's very uncomfortable for her and a lot of other ladies that go down there. Ted goes down there and he puts $20 bills on his body and walks around.
You could strap steaks to yourself, too. That would help, too. Or, yeah, seem to like to take meat.
How about this? How about bottles of rum?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, anyway, okay, we shouldn't talk like that.
No, we shouldn't.
Even though it's true.
Well, there's so much shoplifting there, too. I mean.
Oh, and they run out of their – and they can't – you know, and there's some stores that, I mean, it's some of the big box stores, they walk out with TVs, and they've been told not to do anything. So I think it goes back, a lot of this is we don't have room in the jail. I think it will take a concerted effort by a lot of people, because everybody knows what the problem is. You know, we had that 750 place you turned away that many in August. At that one town hall meeting that Paletti put on, I moderated, and it was standing room only. And then the next one with the Safe City Project, a couple thousand people. And then the next one, though, was like, what, 100?
Maybe 200, yeah.
Yeah, and people know what the problem is. They're just not seeing anything happen. When can we see that strident editorial in the Record Searchlight says, if they don't do something, replace them?
I'll have to talk with Silas about that one. Not on that editorial board.
You know, exactly what you're talking about, you know, the first meeting with the chief went over very well. It was pretty well advertised, too. And everyone came and they thought, okay, we're going to get a plan. And what people really want to see is some type of metric. They want to say, okay, look, here's where we're at now, here's where we want to be, and here's where we're going to get there. They don't want to hear all these pie-in-the-sky ideas over and over and over again with nobody doing anything. That's the key. You could have another few thousand people at a meeting. You just have to give them something to eat. You just have to give them something to chew on. They don't want to hear about how we're not going to get anything fixed unless we pass a half-cent sales tax. Because let me tell you, I don't think passing a half-cent sales tax is going to make one bit of difference without a plan behind it. And I mean a detailed plan. Here's where we are. Here's where we want to go. Period. End of story. And the first thing you got to do is start getting some statistics that are viable. You know, if people aren't calling the police anymore, and they're not, you don't even have a force that you can measure, because the performance is so poor that we don't even bother calling. That's really sad. That's really a bad thing. That's the beginning of the end. When you quit calling the police.
They've done a study. It's going to take them another 6 months, I think, six to eight months to do
great.
The study.
Yeah.
But and they are doing
six
some
months.
Things. They
nice.
Have, you know what? They have brought on, they have said, okay, we're going to use money to bring on a couple more officers. They have brought on code enforcement people so they can start putting that. So there are some things going now. But there's not that big dramatic thing where, you know, it shows it on the air where you've got, like, you know, three or four cops and code enforcement, and they just start sweeping the river. Just start sweeping through the river. You know, already they've been given the 7 days, mm-hmm. and they just sweep the river and making it a big thing. You know, that, you know, I have a friend that is very, very active in, you know, in the river trails and saving the river, working on the river. And he's kind of a, he's an activist in that way. He's not an activist in anything else. You know, the other night I saw him, and he buttonholed me, and he was just, I mean, he was just so, he was livid because he sees these things happening to his beloved river. He sees the sewage being dumped in it. He sees people alongside there just, you know, defecating and, you know, people are trying to fish and families, and it's just terrible. I mean, it's just, we need a dramatic instance. Even if it's only once.
Well, we need to have a place to send them that you're moving out. I mean, right now, what happened was after they did the big cleanup that they did recently, they all went to Hilltop. And so you have to find a place to, you know, put them. And that's where some of the tiny, you know, the Shasta Humanity Project wants to build the tiny homes. The day center that Ann Corn wants to create. There are some people out there saying, okay, let's create a place. They're the housing first initiatives that some of the other cities are doing. It gets them off the street.
the
so that we can have that area full
for
of blight
our, for
like
ourselves.
We need
yes.
to.
You
know, where we can consolidate them.
Well, and then get them the services they need. And
but good I get news, it. But Good News Rescue Mission is now opening up during the day, so they're going to try and start doing that. You know,
yes.
They are trying. Good News Rescue Mission is trying, and I just have some visceral problems with building more homes for homeless.
Yeah.
Because then those 10 homes or those little tiny homes, and there's 20 of them. So, okay, there's 20 people. That's
yeah.
it. No kids are allowed in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's 20. All right, so that takes care of the street corners on Shasta and Tehama. And then the daycare center. That how many people cycle in and out, and how do you control that, and who's responsible for paying for that, and what about the policing of that? You know, all that. I mean, it's, but we've got to do something. And so we need a, you know, they need to play that song. We need a hero,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, Brent and Kristen and Francie ran on, we're going to fix this crime problem.
Right.
Well, and it hasn't been, it's only been a couple months, but I think we need to see something dramatic. Carol Ferguson is our guest, managing editor of Record Searchlight. I'd like to talk about when we come back. Print media,
okay,
and you know, and some of the things the Record Searchlight is doing, like the social media,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool,
right?
Ted Leidy, my co-host today. Good morning, there.
Good morning.
I call him the Dancing Tornado, but I've got to come up with a better name than that, you know, because he's dancing with the stars here. President and owner and of Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
One way or another.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Friday. The time is 8:33 in the morning. Our phone line's here is 605-4567. It's 47 degrees out there today. Maybe a little bit warmer now, maybe around 50. Going up to 74. Going to be from rain this weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Go down there and get your hair cut by DC Tim or the Man in Black. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. It's a wonderful place. I almost feel sorry for women that can't go down to a barbershop like this. You know, get shaved around your ears, down the neck. You know, you all go down and have your hair done, and it's great, and it looks good. But do you get to read National Geographic when you go down and get your hair done, or Car and Track? No, probably not. All right. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. Our guest is Carol Ferguson. I wax on sometimes.
Carl. It's beautiful.
Managing editor of the Record Searchlight, our local paper. And, of course, Ted Leidy here is my co-host today. People calling in. Now, where's the future of print media here? You and I talked a little bit about Columbia School of Journalism, which is, I think that's one of the, was it?
I believe, yeah. Columbia is in New York.
Yeah, Columbia, and it's one of the, you know, one of the prestigious places to go if you're going to be in media. Cut back the size of their classes and cut to some of their staff.
Right.
Why do you think this is happening?
There are fewer journalism jobs out there, and that might be just part of a realization that there's just a shrinking number of reporters and journalists and traditional media outlets in the United States right now. Because the economy, different factors that happen, there are just fewer journalism jobs. But the future of print media is, we're living it kind of right now, which is a blend of multimedia. We're not just tied to a daily print product that lands on your doorstep every morning. We have a very lively, robust, regularly updated website. We're doing video. We are doing live streaming events. The other thing we're doing is a lot of more community outreach and helping people learn how to reach us on these other platforms. And that's where I want to kind of segue into our 530 Media project. One of our newest employees, Michelle Rogers, she is an editor there. She is also really, she's been told, not told, her primary objective is to reach out and get the community engaged directly with us. So she does a lot of our social media, our Twitter, Facebook, now Instagram, and even Pinterest. And we're putting some of our photos on there.
Yeah, she pinged on me. She says, we haven't seen a blog from you in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went crazy for like 3 weeks now. She's probably going to write to me again.
She'll be back with you on Monday.
Yeah.
But one of the things that she started is the 530 Media Project. And this is an effort for us to hold training sessions for the community. These are free sessions where you can learn about how to use Twitter, how to use Facebook, how to blog. Our first one was Facebook and Twitter basics. It was very popular. In fact, it was so popular, we're going to have another one on April 8th. And we have another session coming up on the March 25th of this month on blogging. And this will introduce people to WordPress, which is one of the major blogging platforms. And we are...
That's what we use here on the Record Searchlight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where our blogs live there. And then if you are really interested in blogging, in June we're going to have a blogger fair where we'll invite people to come in, really learn about blogging, talk about maybe their ideas that they would like to use, and bring more bloggers to the Record Searchlight's Reading.com page. So these have been very popular. Another one coming up will be citizen journalism. This is how to get your news in the paper directly with us, how to write stories for us. Like I said, and then we'll have
blogging. How to write stories for you.
Yeah, we have something called Your News, and we've had this for several years now, where people are invited to write their own news articles. A lot of times it's about events going on, people they know, art exhibits, that sort of thing. And we usually publish those on our Sunday Features section. And it's a way for people to get their news in the paper the way they'd like it. Now, a lot of them aren't controversial. We're not talking letters. We're not talking, you know, screeds or rants. It's mostly like, here's an art show coming up, or here's a show coming up, or here's the mall talent show. They always give us updates. And so it's more of the community news that we don't necessarily get to now.
Yeah, because you have less people.
Yeah.
Are there more women in journalism now than men?
On the reporter side, yes. There are more female graduates.
Why is that? Just because there's more female graduates from colleges now.
Yes. Well, there's that. But even when I graduated from college in 1991, it was starting to become more female-dominated on the lower ends. You had a lot more female reporters and photographers and copy editors coming in and designers. I don't know why. I don't know if it was just a sense of we like to tell stories, we like to use words, we have empathy, we like to go out and learn things. I don't know why. It's one of those things that's it's switched sometime in the 90s. However, that is not necessarily reflected in upper newspaper management nationwide. It's still mostly male.
Is that a sexism problem?
I don't know what it is.
What do y'all call it, a glass ceiling?
Glass ceiling.
What do people call it? I shouldn't say you all. What do people call it? It's a glass ceiling.
It could be. I mean, it's one of those things that I've just noticed is that there is.
Because I was going to ask you, but one of the publisher before the one here was
right.
A woman.
Right, mm-hmm. Shauna.
And then, but it seems like the ones that are running the big papers and like that are all men.
Yes. And on the editorial side particularly. Now, you are seeing more female publishers, more female business managers, because they're coming up through accounting and advertising. But in editorial, when you look around the country and you see who's running newspapers, it is mostly men.
Hmm.
White men. Oh. At that.
White. Older men.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have a problem with that?
No.
You know, when we're talking. You know what? I enjoy having Carol. I mean, you know what? You just speak the truth. I mean, I'll ask you a question. It's just like, if you don't want the answer, don't ask it. Let's talk about blogs for a second.
Okay.
In comments. The anonymous, hateful, nasty, spiteful comments from people. Why, you know, we haven't asked this question in a while, but why is that allowed?
Well,
by the Record Search Line.
We, like a lot of papers, see that as a good way to foster conversation if people want to share tips that they may feel they may get threatened for. They're granted that anonymity.
I can understand.
Also say, Facebook, I don't know if you've ever gone to see the comments on Facebook, even though they're not anonymous, and you can go and look at them and their friends and all that. They're just as nasty out there.
But here's the difference. If Ted writes something on my Facebook page and says, you know what, you're a total jerk and blah, 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 and your mommy was ugly, I know it's Ted. And then Ted and I can talk about that. Well, what's the problem here, buddy? On the paper, it's people saying things that are horrible about people that they're in many cases untrue, and they would never say that to their face. It's like I liken it to that fraternity that was singing that horrible racist chant into what the president of the Black Student Union said. He said you got to turn away hate with love. But the other thing he said was, I bet if they were standing here in front of me, they would not say that.
Probably not. But what happens is on our website, if you say something mean and hateful, we just delete the comment. And if you keep doing that, we ban you, so you can't comment anymore. I've banned quite a few people. I delete many comments every day, and I stop the little off-topic arguments that go on where they start picking at each other. So, and even on Facebook, I can go and we delete comments on our Facebook page, too, and they start getting a little too troll-like. But
I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Hey, Mark, thanks for waiting.
No, that's okay. Thanks for having me on, Carl.
Sure.
I'd just like to ask your guest, it seems as though a lot of these small-town newspapers, the one in our county, the one in the Reading Searchlight, and quite frankly, that's the reason I don't read them anymore, they have stopped being hard news outlets, and now they're essentially bully pulpits where a certain agenda is pushed from the front page through the back. Is that very common you find in your news media outlet, and why do you think that trend will be successful in the long run? Because people who want news will simply stop reading your paper.
We're not a bully pulpit for any sort of agenda being driven in town. We are still reporting what's happening in our town. We do focus a lot on hard news. To the extent that we also get a lot of complaints from people saying, why do you always write about negative news in town? So we're not a bully pulpit. We are, with our Shaping Our Future, we are looking at topics that people are interested in, highlighting those and trying to show solutions to those problems. But no, we are we're holding a mirror up to the community, and we're trying to offer solutions through our Shaping Our Future, if that's what you're talking about. But if you're just talking about general news coverage, a lot of small papers are writing about just what's happening in their community. And that's mostly what they're doing. I judged a newspaper contest not too long ago and looked at really small papers, one smaller than the Record Searchlight. And what I saw actually were a lot more feature stories than I saw anything hard news. And so I can see where you're saying on one end, where small papers might be doing more of the general feature stories on events and people in town rather than hitting on some of the harder news. But I don't know of a single newspaper in the United States that's bona fide daily newspaper that is a bully pulpit for a point of view of the powers that be in town. They're independent.
I can name probably 15 of them.
Can you give an example that you were talking about?
Well, for example, the Searchlight's coverage of the recent Jefferson meeting. It was an informational meeting, and then, according to the reporter, but, quote, it seemed more like a pep rally, just things like that, where the reporter, and I know when I took journalism in school, we would have gotten just a zero on that article because the reporter never injects himself into the conversation. And you see that more and more and more and more and more, and people get tired of that because they don't want the reporter's opinion. They just want to read the news.
In that case, the reporter was saying what she saw, and it sounds like there was a lot of enthusiasm about that topic there, and she was trying to express that group was very enthusiastic about it. It wasn't a silent, sit there, listen kind of meeting. It was a lot of people excited about that. She was trying to capture that.
Well, I guess
she was trying to show. She was trying to show the general mood of the area of the meeting, and it sounds like it was an upbeat kind of meeting, and she wanted to capture that.
But it wasn't. It just. And I see a lot of news stories in the Siskiyou Daily News, for example. We get a lot of that where it seems like the editorial board influences hard news on the front page. For example, Siskiyou Daily News printed a Huffington Post blog. That's front page news.
I can't speak for them because I don't work there.
No,
but
that's,
I know that. But what I'm saying is I see that more and more in small town papers, just an absolute ignorance of hard news in favor of the editorial content.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the phone call. We got to take a break here.
Good luck.
You bet. Thanks, Mark. Our guest, Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and Ted Leidy, my co-host here. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Hi.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bide. The time is 8:49 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. A firearms dealer of choice here when it comes to selecting new long guns or pistols. Gunsmithing, ammunition, everything at fair prices, customer service. They pride themselves on customer service at Bastiani Arms. John and Bastiani and his men of repute there are always willing to help people that walk in there. And this isn't one of those stores that if you walk in at 5 till 6 at night that they're going to kick you out at 6. Well, they'll stay there with you. Bastiani Arms, give them a call at 222-8222, and located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'd like to do a remind everybody that on the 21st of March, they're having a Sovereign Mines and Jefferson State of Mind fundraiser. Saturday, March the 21st at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 4:30. A large assortment of weapons there will be pistols and rifles will be available for winning in raffles. It'll be just a great time for different speakers. You can sponsor a table for $400, single tickets for 35, couples for 50. You know, all different types of raffle things going on. You can listen to Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Mind Sundays starting at 8 o'clock, and they go till 11. There and on our station right here in KCNR 1460. We have a great lineup of local programming that we like that we have our national programs during the day and after us. And then on the weekends, even though we still have nationally syndicated programs, we have local programming started at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning that goes till 2 in the afternoon, and Sunday starts at 8 in the morning and goes till 2, and we're expanding that out, in fact, because we're opening up a couple more shows right here at KCNR 1460. We're kind of like the newspaper of the airwaves. And we're here with Carol Ferguson, who is a managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and Ted Leidy, who is the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction and Dancing with the Stars kind of guy. Carol.
You won't let it go.
I will not let it go.
You will not let it go.
No, because I want to take photos. I want to be there for it when you're when it happens on, because they've asked Linda to be one of the judges. I can't wait to see her put her face down on the table and just give it. No, she was really nice to me. So I mean, it was she's very understanding of these things. So she knows how military are. Carol, where are we looking at? Record Searchlight. And we talked about we're gonna keep the printed media here.
Yes,
I mean you can't get around it. So everything though, it seems like if we're looking at the how the schools are turning to iPads and so the kids aren't carrying ton of books, but there's still the printed media. I don't know if it's just my generation or the generation behind me, but the new generation, is it getting scary out there?
Not necessarily. It's more exciting about the new opportunities and where it's going to go. For the longest time, journalism newspapers had been just doing business as usual, never really had to change a lot. Now we're in this constant cycle of change, and it can be actually very exciting. Like, what's next? Silas yesterday was looking at Snapchat and was getting very excited about the possibilities of Snapchat to help us reach really younger.
What's Snapchat?
It's a social media. It's a social media outlet where you send quick little snippets that have a short lifespan. So,
so you can say something and not be held responsible for it,
like a day later or something. But a lot of teenagers are using it, and so we're trying to find ways, like maybe TJ Holmes.
Does that include photos?
What's that?
Can they do photos too?
You can do photos, video, little things. So we're looking at ways to
parents.
We're starting the conversation on maybe starting that.
Here's your warning, parents. No. My kid, I've checked their phone. There's nothing. They're not doing anything. Do they have Snapchat on their phone? Oh, what's that? Elton, you use that? You guys use that over and down in college?
Yeah, I have a Snapchat.
You have a Snapchat account? Yeah. So what do you send out there? Why is your face red?
It's not red at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, pretty much everyone has a Snapchat in college, yeah.
So, really? There you go.
So it's finding where that younger generation is and reaching them. That's why we're using Twitter. That's why we're on Facebook. That's why we're now using Instagram, things like that, to try to reach people where they are rather than expecting them to come to us. And it's bringing what we do on multi-platforms and reaching out to the community. Like, where are you? How can we reach you? We post links on different Facebook groups, and we're tweeting, and we're targeting, you know, individuals or individual groups on, hey, here's something you might be interested in. It's a whole different kind of way of us doing these kinds of things. Our new publisher comes from circulation and production side, and he is on a mission to increase our print circulation tremendously. So we're out there. You'll see a lot more people out there selling our paper directly and trying to get people to engage more with us. So.
Oh, you're going to see like paper boys out there in the corners? Get your paper, get your record, Searchlight. Look, Rite Aid, wineries, get Planner's Nod. Yeah, right here. Let's go to the phones.
Jan, good morning.
Hi, I was listening to you in my car and couldn't call, so now that I'm home, okay. I wanted to go backwards in the show.
All right.
To the editorial about the state of Jefferson. To me, when the opening line was like a pep rally, that was negative. I mean, maybe she meant to portray enthusiasm, but to me it portrayed, well, this wasn't, you know, this was like a high school pep rally. It wasn't really worth being there. I mean, that's just how I read it. Now, maybe I was biased, but to me, a media bias shined through. The other comment about that article, and I haven't heard anyone notice this, they bring up Brian Daly. In the lack of representation, Brian Daly is an assemblyman. Assemblymen are population-based.
Yes.
Senators, Ted Gaines, the state of Jefferson proposes one senator for every county like it used to be. So she should have mentioned Ted Gaines because it was the senators that were changed to population-based, and they used to be acreage or county based.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point.
So that was an error in that article that a reporter should have realized, to me, if she had researched it properly. We lost our senator. We didn't lose our assemblyman. And Brian Daly does a wonderful job. I understand why they bring him up. But now we have one senator for 10 counties. We used to have 10 senators for 10 counties.
Correct.
Okay, Jim.
So those are two errors that I saw in that edit. And it was an editorial. I believe an opinion piece.
It was a news article on the event.
Oh, it was a news. I was my mistake then.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You bet. Going on with, so we're going to see more people on the corners. On, you know, selling papers.
Well, I don't know if you'll see them on the corners, but we're going to be at events. We'll be out there.
You know what? I saw them at
the RV show.
Yeah. Saw somebody out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was sleeping, but he was out there. No. I'm just kidding. No, he was out there. No.
He was working hard.
Believe me, he was out there.
He did a very good job out there, actually. Did.
Okay. Carol Ferguson is our guest, the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We like having Carol on and Silas because, you know,
it's, you know, when we ask a question, you come out with it. You know, this is why we do this. You know, you may not agree with it, but you know what? It's our paper. It's like when people say, well, why do you do that? Well, you know, I explain it. And they say, well, you know, that's, well, buy your own radio station then. So how much is the Record Search Light if you were going to sell it tomorrow? How much would that be?
I have no idea.
Okay, just wondering.
I'm not part of that business.
And Selma, RC and Selma asked me one time, how much do they want for that paper? And I went, I'm not sure.
It's not for sale.
Oh, yes, it is.
Everything is for sale.
Everything is for sale. Oh, everything is for sale.
I think I can tell you this. I really, really enjoyed this interview today. I don't think I ever got to sit down with Silas. I sat down with Bruce Ross one time, and that was good. But I really appreciated meeting you. I didn't know what to expect when I heard you were coming in, you know, because you hear a lot of stuff about the Record Searchlight and all that. But straightforward, honest, professional, and I really appreciate your attitude and look forward to seeing you again.
Well, thanks.
It's true.
Good to see you on here.
Carol.
Yeah, she's right on time and on target.
We like having Carol here. All right. Thank you so much.
Talking smack to her. She'll bring it right back.
No, she carries too. So the hey everybody, we're having have a great weekend. Tomorrow, of course, is the Festa Italiana, and don't forget at noon, head on down to Grace's Place on Pine Street for cupcakes for caregivers. You are not going to be sorry you went there. It's $2 to get in, and you're just going to have great classes on cake baking and cake decorating and all of that. You're going to have a wonderful time. This weekend, I got a full schedule of shows, of course, and then next week, Sheriff's coming on. Let's talk about where we're going to lock people up at. All of this. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal sweep targeting dangerous criminals has netted 15 illegal immigrants in the country under President Obama's order, shielding some illegals from deportation. Homeland Security confirms that 14 of the immigrants have criminal records. Another was allowed to stay in the Deportation Protection Program despite a drug conviction. A punk, a criminal, a thug. Some of the labels being applied to the gunman who shot and wounded a couple of police officers during a protest in Ferguson, Missouri the other night. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill tells NBC's Today Show it's time for people in places like Ferguson to do more than just protest.
Folks haven't stepped up to be part of the government. Rather, they just have been content to criticize the government.
Jeff Rorta with the St. Louis Police Union says Ferguson needs a curfew.
It's unsafe for everybody out here after dark, not just the cops, but the protesters that really do have peaceful intents.